Hey everybody, and welcome to your Thursday, August 2nd Jumpcast, the only manga podcast going free to listen in 6 months. Joining me this week is Greg Jan and Mike Lemieux.
Yo.
Gentlemen.
So we're killing Barrage.
Apparently. We are the Death Note, as Mike put it earlier.
Yeah, which one of us has it? Come on.
We'll see with Takemagahara, because if, like, I don't really care about that manga, but you do. So if that dies, then we know whose fault it is.
Yours?
No, because I don't care about it.
Then you'd be the one to kill it, if you have the Death Note.
But then I would, in this case, writing about it is caring about it. Right?
Yep, it's all your fault, Mike. Let's just get this out in the open right now. It's all your fault, everything.
I'm going to have to kill you guys now.
All of the stuff since you were born, completely your fault.
I'm okay with that.
Every TV show I watched when I was a child has been canceled.
Not
The Simpsons.
Yeah,
that's actually what I was about to say.
But you did kill Law and Order.
I killed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles too.
Monster.
How could you do that to us?
It had to happen. They had to die. Anyway, Barrage.
So, Barrage, when it's not dying, is pretty interesting this week.
Yeah.
If apparently predictable, given how accurate we tended to be with our predictions.
We've seemed to kind of hit 1,000% on Barrage, kind of week to week. We're kind of nailing it.
In fairness, it's not really doing anything unshonen-y.
That's what I mean, is it's just kind of running through the motions. It's being really flashy and nice about it, but...
Like, why would Astro mention this guy right then, if not for the fact that apparently he is the guy taking over the city?
I will say that I think that it was a choice, given how it's doing in the rankings, to go ahead and pull that one out. I think it was originally going to be a different guy. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think that in the original planning, it was going to be somebody else, but it's not doing well, so he just doesn't feel like having that sort of stuff left out there, or is attempting to get the cheap emotional pull of having it be the backstory tie-in this early. But I don't think that that was the original plan.
If we're just going to jump right to the end, I think there's going to be more to it. I don't think this is just Mr. Black is evil, because he's got the messed up eyes and the new horns. And...
I was kind of hoping he would be like, you know, a separate guy, like Mr. White.
It's his evil twin brother.
It would make sense.
I'm noticing there's like veins and stuff coming down from the horns, so.
Yeah, so Astro defeats Dark Energy Tadpole guy.
By doing what you guys guessed last week.
Changing the shape of the org.
Yes.
And basically,
into a sword gun thing.
So now it's Rave Master.
Oh man, Rave Master.
Yeah.
That was the guy who did Fairy Tail as well, wasn't it?
Yep. Or I guess I should say Rave Groove Adventure.
Was that the American name or the Japanese name?
That's, what do you think? It's called Rave Groove Adventure. That's a Japanese name.
Man, in the early 2000s, when they would bring over anime, they would do whatever they could to make it weirder. I would not be surprised. But yeah, so it's Rave Master now, and he has like a, I guess, Tron on his arm.
Which is okay. Well, it's like a sword that like can extend, it seems like.
Honestly, it kind of looks like the arm of a mech over his arm.
Yeah, it looks
sort of thing.
Vaguely
yeah.
Evangelion-ish.
It's also kind of taken up more of his arm. Like, it's up to his elbow.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the org is slowly taking
him over. The org is a parasite, which is slowly taking him over.
I mean, I could see it.
And then he'll have to get rid of it, and Eddie Brock will get it.
We'll have to ring a bell.
So yeah, Tadpole escapes once Sword Get Longer happens.
And then the old man bites it.
Yeah. He stayed on just long enough to give his "you should live
heartfelt
happily"
speech.
Yeah,
to say almost everything he wanted to say, except for the last word.
Yeah, he just like passes out right before. I just want to say.
I need you to know. Bleh.
Make sure you don't. Ugh.
I should probably speed up this sentence. You know. Those words were probably unnecessary, too. Oh, well, what I'm getting at is that...
In fairness, he's been leaking organs for a while.
Yeah, and at least it wasn't Naruto where he, like, went into a speech and then said that thing or something like that, like, not bothering to actually differentiate what he's talking about.
Make sure to do that thing to that human in that place. for that reason.
So anyway, Tadpole just runs back and surprise, the bad guy is Mr. Black.
Yep. I guess Mr. Black taught him how to use dark energy.
Yeah, or is a conduit of it somehow. Like I said, I think there's more going on here. Yeah. Given his weird new horns and black eyes. And
this does seem like kind of an asshole.
A little bit.
I don't think it's necessarily an asshole. It's just, like I said, like the horns look completely different from the silhouette at this point. So I think that it's recognizing the circumstances and, I don't know, making what little alterations he can to either attempt to pull things up or to bow out gracefully early.
If you don't have momentum now, I don't know how you can get it back. Like, there's not much this manga can change.
Well, the thing to keep in mind is he doesn't have to get, you know, up to the top. He just needs to get himself out of the bottom three, give or take.
Again, we're still in, what, the Dead Rock stuff right now for the rankings?
Yeah. I think that next chapter is the first one where we said it was actually clicking. Like it didn't feel like potential, like it was actually doing well.
Right. Like, next chapter is, I think, where Tico is introduced, which, to speak of Shonen Jump's audience, that's probably going to be where things go up.
No, actually, I think we're still a week ahead of that.
Are we? Okay, so yeah. Barrage has at least one more week of bad votes.
I think the next one to get ranked is when it's going to be, you know, the trap against Dead Rock and the fight starting.
So they've got a while. It just, I don't know how long a patient Jump is going to be with this manga.
Because that is a pretty meteoric crater there right at the start.
I feel like even Beals at its worst is doing better.
Not much premieres at the bottom of the rankings.
Yeah, well, I don't know that we paid attention to Beals and that sort of stuff at its early stages. We haven't seen it down this low. Now, we've been seeing Bleach hang out this low, and it lasted a while. We've seen, you know, Nura hang out at the bottom for a long time without getting canned, but that's Bleach because they were long-running ones that already had, you know, at least a certain amount of established momentum and volume sales and that sort of stuff behind them.
And Bleach is widely recognized as being terrible. Which I guess we should go ahead and say there's no Bleach this week, because Kubo Tite...
We would probably be talking about it next. But
he's on hiatus due to illness. Which, it stands to reason that, like, the one time Bleach is going to have an interesting cliffhanger is the time he takes a break.
Well, I don't think that it was by his choice that this happened, but...
You guys are going to be so disappointed.
I mean, maybe, but it's the best Bleach has ended in a long time.
So, by the way, I'm looking it up. Stars in its first week of ranking was last for 3 weeks, and it never really climbed out of the bottom five.
See, I don't understand why this isn't doing well, though, because I can understand why Stars didn't do well, because that's a sci-fi manga in Shonen Jump.
If I had to make a guess why this isn't doing well, because the questionnaire is you rank top three, right?
Yeah.
Fighting story type manga is something where it's going up against the heavy hitters here. And the people who like this sort of thing are the ones who are going to be rating One Piece, Toriko, that sort of stuff. And it's a niche that's kind of already filled. It's well, we'd like to see it continue doing well, but it's not the sort of thing that people... like. I wouldn't rate this over One Piece with what we're reading right now. With what's going on in Naruto, I probably wouldn't rate it over Naruto right now either. And I think that it's suffering because of that.
Do you think this stood a better chance after Naruto ended?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it would have. I think that with once Naruto or Bleach has ended, that this is the sort of series that might get more attention because all of the fans of that one might be looking for something else.
I mean, that's why I think they're going to hold on to it, because they do have, like, several series in this genre that are ending soon.
I don't know if it can stick around that long with how it's doing right now, though.
Yeah.
I think they might wait for it to get one volume out before they cut it.
Well, Stars, like I said, debuted in the bottom and it made it into the 20s.
Yeah, we're about halfway through that now with chapter 11.
But yeah, the thing is, the rankings are not necessarily just the quality of the manga. It's also, like we said, what it's up against. Because, I mean... Also, you know, the spiral of it appearing at the back of the magazine, some people don't read the whole thing.
Pay attention to those ones, yeah.
There are people that buy Jump, read Naruto, One Piece, and throw it in the trash. Like,
I kind of do wonder how many people are buying Jump these days, though, as opposed to just reading it online or in the convenience store. Because they'll read their big three and then be done with it, and that really hurts something, the chance of something like Barrage.
Yeah.
You don't have time to just stand there and read this on manga you'd never heard of.
Yeah, especially, you know, those kind of chapters where it was kind of middling and just wandering around.
Yeah. But oh well, hopefully it'll turn around. I really feel like this has more potential than it's getting the votes for.
As far as predictions go, I'm going to stick with that there's more going on with Mr. Black, especially with his horns looking like they got veins sticking into his head. I'm guessing he was possessed by something. Like a dark energy monster or something.
That would make sense. It would be a good way to keep introducing dark energy through this arc.
Yeah, if people can get possessed and controlled by it.
That would also, you know, allow for... I don't know how the revelation of that thing would be, but it would allow for Astro to have a way to fight against him while still using the org, while thinking of the main person as a, you know, friend, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, the horns as an enemy.
I feel like what Oda does better than what Barrage actually manages is world building. And that's, I think, if they got that down better, then they'd probably be doing a lot.
You're saying that with names like Industria and things like that, it's not good world building?
Well, I mean, think about it. The only places we really know about right now are maybe that village at the beginning and this town.
And the city.
We really don't even really know the city that well.
Well, we saw, like, the slums.
Yeah, there were slums and there was a castle. But it's done a terrible job of how, like, showing the world this is in.
Yeah, you really get personality of places from One Piece pretty fast.
I feel like this is following more of the DBZ mold, where it puts, like, it focuses on the actions of the characters more than it does everything around it. But DBZ had the better side, I guess, of having Dragon Ball before it.
Right.
But yeah. Poor Barrage.
Yeah, don't have a whole lot to add other than really hope that it manages to get itself out of the bottom three.
Before we move on to Beelzebub, you were showing me earlier the, what was it, Future Cup?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to go back and find that stuff?
Oh, you don't need to find it. I wanted to mention that, like, some of the stuff looks interesting, like a one about a manga, or a manga about a girl that's a punk and also apparently an idol.
Yeah, after school idol.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's four. Last week was Goblin Knight, which hasn't been scanlated anywhere yet. This week is Cupid of Love, which looks pretty good. Next issue, maybe not next week, after school idol. And then the one after that is called Impware Code.
Yeah.
But this is kind of what Jump uses to find new series, like Beelzebub and Takahama Gahara were winners of this.
Yeah, that's the reason I mentioned it, is because Beelzebub came out because of the Future Cup.
Yep, it was a winner.
So we might be seeing something coming up from Jump in there.
Well, it's likely that one of these four is going to be one, if not more, is going to be a series in the future. So, just names to remember.
Alright, so on to Beelzebub.
Probably the best chapter this week, I'm going to say.
Yep, which is another one that we also predicted a number of things concerning.
In fairness, Beelzebub predictions, we throw everything at the wall. Something has got us.
True. But I mean, like, just even the off comment about wondering if the demon was still in there because the, showing it to all the people in the stadium would be hilarious.
Can I just ask, was I the only person to, like, wipe my forehead and go, phew, at the end of this chapter?
Because Kageyama is actually a woman.
Yes, sigh of relief.
I saw it coming.
I didn't.
They were trying too hard to not
push
address
it in the other direction.
Yeah.
Well, we should start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like the pure mayhem that Oga has caused.
Yeah, Oga can't get out all the way, so he's confronted by what I'm guessing is Ryu, Sagat, and I don't know.
Gen. I thought.
I don't know if it's gonna be Gen or it's supposed to be like the guy from Dragon Ball.
Look like Master Asia, sort of.
Kinda, or maybe it's just
love
a
the names.
Placeholder.
Rai 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 Rai, Explosive Palm, and YLD.
Yeah, YLD is the strangest one.
Any idea what that is supposed to stand for?
No idea.
I was wondering if it was just like supposed to be like fighter shorthand or something, but he's a German karate master, so I wonder if there's some joke there.
But yeah, the demon inside the painting gets everybody arguing, but she doesn't have enough power to really get them hurting each other, so she just gets them arguing slightly about stupid things.
And then she's out of power.
Yes. Which might cause her to pee.
Because they had to throw that in there again.
He really likes that joke.
I hope she sticks around. She's pretty funny.
I do like the introduction of the martial arts leaders.
The four pillars of the academy.
Yeah, who all get unceremoniously taken out by Hilda in about four pages.
Yeah.
Which they spent about three times that building up these guys as really strong opponents.
Which is Beals for you.
Yep.
It's been a while since we've seen Hilda fight, so...
It was refreshing, and I also liked how she, pointed out that Kunieda by herself is more formidable than the four of them.
I mean, it stands to reason that the delinquent school has much better fighters than...
The art school?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. And of course, that the fight also snaps the entire crowd of their arguing and fighting with one another, because they all have to cheer for Hilda.
The birth of a new champion.
So yeah, Kuyama notices what's happening, and she wants the painting back. So she challenges Himekawa to a duel.
She? What? No.
No, you mean Mr. Kuyama.
Do they ever actually call him Mr. Kuyama?
The honorific is gender neutral.
Yeah, so I guess the scanlators had no idea, so they just aired on what was likely, I guess.
Well, I think that it seemed to be implied by the manga that it was pushing in that direction as well. I don't think it was
supposed
just
to be a reveal.
Scanlators. Yeah.
Yes, because Kuguyama reveals that Himekawa is the man that they fell in love with. And then people question if that's gay.
Except for Fruichi, who just wants to cash his check.
Which has been
sniped through.
Yep.
Yes. I wonder if it's still good.
So Kuguyama is fighting Himekawa, or?
Yes.
Okay.
She's going to fight Himekawa in the winter, something.
And
I
think... if she wins, they have to get married right now.
And I guess if he wins, they can leave with the painting, I would imagine. But yeah. So as soon as she took off her jacket, it was kind of obvious that it was a woman.
Yep. I guess the tie was supposed to fool you.
Yeah.
But in fairness, when she was like 14, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Kuguyama was the prettiest girl in the manga. I believe that's what I said.
And now you don't have to feel bad about it.
I didn't feel bad about it then. Anyway.
So what do you think is going to happen next chapter?
I think Kuguyama and Himekawa are going to fight. And then make out.
I think Oga and Hilda are just going to leave with the painting.
While the fight's going on.
Yep.
I could see either one of those happening. Part of me is thinking that because of the entire ruse that they've been doing about how Oga's supposed to be a subordinate, Oga's just going to step in and take her out in one hit.
But he can't fight women. Although he might not understand that she's actually a woman still.
That would be hilarious. I would actually like that.
So I hope Furichi's check just keeps getting more and more beaten up to the point where they won't accept it. Like, it gets blood stains on it and scratched and torn.
Burnt somehow.
Yeah, didn't that happen in a Simpsons episode or something? Something got, damaged to the point of being worthless.
Simpsons did it. No, maybe you're thinking of the Venture Brothers episode with the comic.
Yeah, that might be it.
Oh, Venture Brothers, what a great show.
I stopped watching it just because it takes too long between seasons.
It's like a year and a half to get out six episodes.
I just wait until each season's over, get the DVDs, and watch them. But yeah.
I bummed my girlfriend out because she got into it in season four, and then she asked me when the next season was going to come out, and I just shrugged.
But anyway, yeah. I'm going to guess one, two more chapters for this arc, tops.
My prediction for the end of this is going to end with Kuguyama going to Ishiyama.
Oh yeah, definitely. Whether as his wife or not, she's going to end up at this school as well.
I
that
do
would be funny if they got married and it was like another couple in the class.
I do like, Greg, how you pointed out a couple weeks ago that, oh, now Oga and Hilda have shown that they have a demon association. And then this week they point out, like, oh, yeah, it's not a big deal. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Well, Himekawa still didn't seem to get it, because Kugiyama asked, just what are they? And Furichi went, demons. And then Himekawa just said, a couple.
They said a monster couple.
A monster married couple.
Doesn't necessarily imply demons.
They've completely destroyed our school twice.
I can see this actually extending further out. Like, maybe this school wants to take advantage of the demon power somehow in Ishiyama.
I mean, the Demon King wants this painting back for some reason, right?
I mean, he's embarrassed by it, I guess.
Yeah.
Apparently the demon is there because he's embarrassed when other people see it.
Which is great.
Would probably the best our reasoning for everybody turning on each other.
Just make them kill each other so that nobody ever sees it.
Sound plan to me.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That's a good way to protect it.
All right, so any thoughts on Beale?
It was good. I'll wait next week. It'll be a good fight.
Yes, I was entertained.
I agree that it's probably the best chapter this week.
Yeah. Well, maybe not better than Takamagahara.
Go for it.
I don't know. You guys don't really want to talk about it.
Are you really sure that that's supposed to be two words, not three words? Because I think Takamagahara makes... I don't know.
Yeah. Takamagahara.
I've still been catching up, so I didn't read this week's.
Oh, well, this week we're introduced kind of to the plot.
Yeah.
Glasses Dude reveals himself to have a really messed up power.
Yeah, it's kind of... It is incredibly creative.
So, his power is he can turn things into words, including this bad guy, which, after casting the spell, his hand just turns into a bunch of kanji that say hand, his clothes turn into a bunch of kanji that say clothes, and he gets sucked into a book where he'll be trapped forever. So.
And he apparently has a collection of these books on his bookshelf that he enjoys reading for some reason, even though they sound like incredibly boring books.
Well, he doesn't read them. He just, like, sits and drinks tea and looks at them, like, on the shelf, and just admires how many people he's trapped in books. He doesn't seem like a very good guy.
Yeah, but anyway, he gives the ultimatum to our protagonist. All right, this is your choice. You can either become one of my books or help me hunt down other people who have divine gifts.
Join Takamagahara, which is the, like, special power hunting group. And Yamato, against his will, is just kind of volunteered into it. Like, the guy doesn't take no for an answer and just assumes yes anyway. So the plot seems to be that every single person in the world has a special power, and they're starting to awaken to them. And
it looks like next chapter he's going to be going after the Hulk, who can suck, like, age out of people.
Yeah, we just see a giant person over, like, a withered, dried schoolgirl, and the person turns back into a normal guy.
So compare and contrast this to something like, say, Barrage or Yu Yu Hakusho?
I don't know. I think
it seems much more episodic.
Yeah, it's just going to be they're going to be hunting, like, bad guy of the week within the town, I would guess.
But no big overarching epic storyline.
Not yet. I'm sure there'll be.
At this point, I would compare it more to early Bleach.
At this point, I'd compare it to Beelzebub, honestly. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember what super early Beelz was like.
Super early Beals was pretty episodic.
Yeah.
It was mainly him dealing with the thugs in Ishiyama.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about this so far is it's a very open-ended storyline. You know, just everyone in the world has special powers.
So, in other words, in order to finish the series, he is going to have to beat up every person in the world.
Yes. And also, I like the powers that people have because they're different. You know, the guy that has the finite number of razor blades in his body or... guy that can turn things into words. It feels anything but generic so far, even with the kind of generic plot.
Yeah, it's creative enough that it can... It may continue to entertain.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it.
All right, then, I guess on to Assassination Classroom.
Ass class.
I like where this is going now.
Yeah. I like the new character was something that this series needed.
Yeah, last week, if I had been on, I would have said that Karma was what was missing. Like, an actual character, pretty much.
Yeah, a character that, like, not only has a chance of taking him down, but has depth and interesting dialogue.
Yes, we'll have a character arc instead of just, oh, I really want to kill the teacher.
Right, we initially thought it would be too episodic, that it would just be a slice of life with an assassination twist.
Right.
But Karma's actually making it interesting in that I'm more interested to see how he's going to try to kill the teacher.
Well, I'm more interested to see how the teacher's going to try and help him, because that's what Kuro-sensei wants to do, is make Karma a better person.
Right. Which probably logical naming structure there.
You know, it's kind of funny that Karma seems like he's going to be the first boss of the manga, but it's kind of funny that he should be the protagonist trying to kill the bad guy, but instead the bad guy's going to try to reform him.
Well, it's weird because feels like there's a bunch of protagonists here, and the only one that really doesn't matter is, what's his name? The kid.
The actual protagonist?
Yeah.
Nagisa?
Nagisa.
Is that it? Is that it?
That is it.
Something like that. Yeah, so as far as this chapter goes, Karma just tries to kill Kuro-sensei a couple times and stabs him with a gelato that I was sure it was going to have a blade in it.
And also he tries to freak him out by leaving a dead octopus on his table.
Yeah, that was poor octopus. Also, I guess it should be said that Karma is very crazy.
Yes.
And like, I guess he attempted to kill the previous teacher from the sound of it.
Or a previous teacher, yeah, and that's why he got suspended. Because, you know, trying to murder a teacher only gets you a suspension in Japan.
Well, and also shuffled to Class E.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to care about the money. He's just happy to kill a teacher. It's what he really wants to do. So,
I'm guessing
he's a disturbed little boy.
Kuro-sensei is going to give him some, like, major life revelation.
Yeah. Give him something worth living for.
Teaching is good.
Yeah, I like what Kuro-sensei did this week with the octopus, getting the missile and drill hands and
cooking octopus balls right there.
Yes.
And then forcing it into his mouth.
Yes, because Karma didn't eat breakfast, and that's what's giving him a bad complexion.
But those things are hot, so shoving those things in someone's mouth is going to be painful.
Yeah, I've gotten those fresh off the grill before, and Jesus.
Yep.
Like, heat of 1,000 suns.
Yeah, there's kind of like a gag Death Note quality to this now.
I just find it funny that it's the guy trying to kill the monster that's going to destroy the world that's kind of being portrayed as the bad guy.
Well, also, he saved Nagisa.
Yeah, I find that funny.
So I don't think he's all bad, he's just crazy.
No, no, but I mean, just, you know.
In its own way, this sounds like it's turning into the sort of series that we would have expected Ashirugi Mudo to come up with in Bakuman when they were trying to come up with their, like, what was the term for it?
Non-traditional battle manga?
Yeah, something like that.
Which was basically Death Note.
Yeah.
And Reverse-E, which was also less basically Death Note. In that it was pretty much Death Note.
Or more basically Death Note.
Yeah.
But yeah, Assassination Classroom is getting better, and I'm glad it's moving away from the slice of life episodic thing.
But now that we've said it's good, it's going to go crashing
down.
Yeah,
we're killing this.
Sorry, I actually hated this.
Did you?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, this is terrible. We should stop covering it.
Well, last week you said you weren't feeling Assassination Classroom so much.
Well, yeah, no, I don't know. I was ambivalent. I thought that this chapter took it a step in a direction that it needed to go.
Yeah. Well, it's like they say, the battle for manga supremacy begins at chapter 4. So this is chapter 5, so at least they're on the right pace.
Last week was Karma's introduction.
Yeah. Alright.
So, yeah, probably a few more chapters of this Karma stuff, and then I hope it continues down this road of interesting new people.
I assume at some point we're going to find out more about the other teacher.
Yeah. Also, I do like Karma as a character.
Yeah.
He's interesting so far.
I like his design, I like his actual personality.
He is a protagonist.
I like him a lot more than Nagisa, who seems to just be an empty vessel for the reader.
Yeah, it's if the fact that we have a hard time remembering his name is any indication.
The guy with the girl hair.
Yeah, I have a hard time remembering which one's supposed to be the main character.
Yeah, his name is Pigtails.
Yeah. All right, so any final thoughts before we move on?
Which Naruto are we going to move on to?
Let's do the special first.
Is it a special or a movie?
Well, no, it is the special, which is the lead into the movie. So the chapter is the special, and then the movie will be its own thing.
Okay.
It's the night before the movie starts.
Yeah. So, for those who are not aware, there is a new Naruto movie coming out, which is apparently the 9th Naruto movie. What?
Yeah, there was a lot of them. Well, you got like the 4-leaf clover one, the.
I've seen like 2 of them, maybe.
I've seen like 4 Naruto movies. None of them are very good.
I think I watched the first 2, and I think maybe the one with the character who looked exactly like Hinata but wasn't. But I don't remember any of them.
There was the one with like the actress and the one where with the island of animals.
Yeah, I remember that one now.
The actress I remember, I think I watched a second one, which is about sand. Like no, somebody.
The first one is about a 4-leaf clover, and Konohamaru wants to get one for his girlfriend.
That wasn't a movie, though. That was just like a special before the movie, I think.
Wasn't it a movie?
Because Pokemon does that a lot. They have those like silent Pokemon movies.
Heck, One Piece has actually had a couple short things before theirs, which are kind of amazing. Like Django's Dance Festival is fantastic.
What? Have I never seen that?
And then there's 3 of them. There's a Django's Dance Party thing, which is basically they happen to be on an island, which is like this constant party, and then Django happens to hypnotize everybody and make them dance without stopping. Like, that's literally the plot of the entire thing. And then there's a Mugiwara baseball and soccer shorts, where it's basically the Straw Hats versus a team assembled of the various enemies in those sports. They're pretty entertaining. I mean, they're like 5 minutes, but
yeah.
Anyway, 9th Naruto movie, and this one, I'm assuming that this is getting the same treatment that like Strong World and whatnot did, because it seems like they're much more involved in the process in this one.
Yeah, Kishimoto wrote it. It's the first one that he's written.
And we've been seeing pictures of it and whatnot, and alternate personalities for people, and it actually does look entertaining because of those personalities, but we get the setup for the movie in this special, which is basically, it has a normal slice of life chapter. I'm assuming that this is supposed to take place like after Naruto has come back to the town, but before they would set out, sort of idea, for the first time, even though it doesn't make any sense whatsoever because Tobi wasn't even a member of Akatsuki or any of that other sort of stuff back then, but whatever.
Yeah, the last page of this chapter confused the hell out of me.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense.
But who cares?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so it looks like they're going to be testing out a miniature version of his, you know, hypnosis thing that's the final plan. And it's I'm assuming it's just going to hypnotize this town or something like that is the idea of what it is. So everybody has alternate personalities, which... Well, not everybody. Lee looks identical, Rock Lee. And then Naruto and Sakura honestly don't look like they've changed that much either. But it's going to have, like, Pimp Sasuke, and Hinata is completely outgoing, and Tenten's a klutz, and Neji's a pervert, and, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff like that that just clashes with their actual personalities in seemingly amusing ways. So I'm actually this movie could prove to be very entertaining.
Well, for Sakura to have an alternate personality, she needs a normal personality first.
Yeah, this it seems like an alternate universe where everyone's more interesting. Honestly,
I don't know. It may just be because everyone's changed. I feel
I don't think it would be as entertaining without the base to contrast against.
Maybe.
That being said, there are certain characters which happen to be ones that people tend to like that I think we would prefer in their alternate universe version.
Perv Neji would be really funny.
Because,
like,
you know,
he's just as serious, but...
Yeah, and he's got he's got his eye hacks to let him see through walls and stuff like that.
Well, also the, 359 degrees of perception.
Yeah.
That never comes up again.
Yeah. Also, complete side note, I liked the concept of Naruto playing poker against himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really enjoyed that. And then when he ends the jutsu, he can't remember if he's the one that won or not. Because he got the memories of all three of them.
Yeah.
Great, it was great just, little gag.
Yeah, it was just a nice little, you know, throw out gag that wouldn't have occurred to me but worked really well. But the other thing that I'm looking forward to this is that in this alternate universe, the fourth will still be alive.
And so is his mom.
And, you know, so is his mom. And so it'll be interesting to hopefully see both of them in action as well.
Yeah, from the previews I've seen, it's stuff like Minato and Naruto giving her a birthday cake and her blowing on it so hard that it slams into the wall. Like, family fun times like that.
You figure fourth would have a better apartment.
Yeah. Well, he's not the fourth, I don't think. Yeah, he'd still be the fourth, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he still would be.
Because he became fourth before Naruto was born.
Yeah. But anyway, looks like an interesting movie. This chapter actually came out 2 weeks ago. It only just now got translated, though, because it's eight longer.
And it's basically the onsen episode of everything ever.
So the final Akatsuki spread reminded me, what happened to most of these guys?
Died.
Okay, so yeah. I know what's his name was buried, the guy who can't die.
Yeah.
Naruto beat the other guy. Zetsu, I guess he split apart.
Beat which other guy?
The one who kept changing his heart in different places.
Okay, yeah.
Kakuzu.
Yeah. Itachi dead. Sasori dead.
Yeah. Zetsu, the black Zetsu's dead. The white Zetsu is a million different people, but most of them are dead.
Yeah, Pain is dead.
Deidara dead.
Paper Girl was killed by Tobi.
Honan, yes.
Okay, so what happened to Zabuza? Because I know he was defeated, but then he was in his sword?
No, and then he came back and then he got killed.
Yeah. He was monster. Beaten by Guy was the final thing, right?
Yeah, and Guy didn't remember him as he was killing him.
Yeah. Or wait, no, he escaped from that because he was the one who found the giant turtle.
I just remember, fish monster.
Yeah, no, he turned into the fish monster thing, but that was when they were on the giant flying turtle, and he found the location of it and escaped to get that information back.
Well, no, he sent a shark. He still died.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's when he died sending the shark.
But wasn't... Then B took his sword.
Yes.
But wasn't he still inside the sword?
B took the sword after he and his brother killed him. Because remember, they did the double lariat and took off his head, quote-unquote, but he had already made a... that was a water clone or something like that, so he had disguised himself inside the sword.
But then the sword sided with B against Kisame.
Yeah.
So he still has it.
Yeah, and it's Kisame, not Zabuza.
How could you be confused by that, Imran? God.
I can't remember.
God,
what's
we're
pulling
back
the other...
like years. Sasori is the little kid one. He was, you know, the puppet dude.
Yeah.
Except that's the one that's out of his actual body, so, you know, he's dead.
He was the one that was killed by Sakura.
Yes. And,
yes. And then Deidara is the other one, and he was killed. He killed himself while fighting Sasuke.
He was a Sasuke vanity kill.
Yes.
Yeah.
When Sasuke just started killing Hokage level dudes one right after the other.
Yep.
And inexplicably, Tobi is, you know, part of Akatsuki, even though at this point in the timeline, he totally wouldn't be. Because
he replaced
the other...
Sasori.
Yeah. Even just Sasori being there, you know, much less him being in charge with everyone else.
Well, I mean, technically, there was always supposed to be nine of them, so technically you could say, oh, he replaced Orochimaru, but whatever. He wasn't an official member because they didn't have a ring, because that entire ring thing got, you know, left by the wayside years ago.
Remember, they were looking for Sasori's ring when Tobi joined.
Yeah, so that's why he was able to join, and then Orochimaru still had his ring, and then we never hear about those rings ever again.
They were important until they weren't.
Yep.
Do you remember when the Akatsuki plan was Pain wanted to create a military-industrial complex and just make a bunch of money?
You mean when it was Metal Gear?
Yes. When he was doing Laissez Fontes Terribles.
Well, wasn't it that... That was the plan that, you know, all of them were doing, but before Tobi became the final bad guy, like, that he was behind the scenes for the entire thing anyway, and he always had this plan going.
Well, they had that plan until Jiraiya died, then they brought in the Tobi thing.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously that plan was just a front for this plan so that Toby could get all of the Akatsuki people to go along with it.
It was still a stupid plan.
Yeah.
It was. So do you want to talk about movie stuff or go on to the real chapter?
I don't think
is there anything else that we can,
I mean, without spoiling movie stuff, I know it's out. I haven't really heard anything about it.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it came out last week, I think.
No, a couple days ago, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, because there's not really any impressions yet, but it's out.
Yeah, any word on, what's it called, licensing for that yet? Because I know that there's already rumors out about the One Piece movie Z being licensed, and Strong World is finally licensed, so Funimation's going to be bringing that over.
I might see that in English before I see it subtitled.
Yeah.
I got Strong World, like, when it first came out fan sub, and I haven't, it's been sitting on my hard drive the entire time.
So, seriously, what you guys need to do during one of the next 2 weeks, Jump's going to be off, usually. It's probably, it technically is off next week, but we usually get them a week early when they're off for a week. So, the next week, you guys should do, like, a live cast of your reactions while watching the movie.
I wanted me and Emerson to do, like, an hour-long romance manga cast. Where we just rage about people making very poor life decisions.
Well, isn't that the entire, you know, method of driving the plot forward in those things?
Why would she go visit her ex-boyfriend? He, so bad for her.
Which one is this?
Good ending. God, everyone in that is so stupid.
Anyway, Naruto. Movie. It's happening. It looks entertaining.
Naruto, manga. They continue to fight Toby.
Yep.
That's the end.
Basically all that happens, yeah. It's just a big Toby fight with Kakashi proving his worth in battle by figuring out that I don't quite get this.
Okay, what it is that, you know, Kakashi's thing to send stuff into other dimensions, his, like, eye hack swirl thing?
Yeah.
Toby is doing that to himself and, like, momentarily sending himself into another dimension. So, in order to hit him, Kakashi is sending attacks into that dimension at the moment he switches to. So he's being hit by stuff that's in another dimension.
That's stupid.
It is stupid, but it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, applying portal logic to Naruto. So Matt, that's basically it.
Yeah, the
I honestly didn't get it either, but glancing through it again with that explanation, yeah, that does kind of seem to be making sense.
What happens is Naruto goes to Rasengan him, and Kakashi uses his eye hacks to send the Rasengan into another dimension, and that's what hits Toby at the very end, blowing off part of his clothes, but not his mask.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that there's, you know, the time delay between them, but yeah.
So how likely is it that Kakashi's going to die here?
He's been using that eye hack a lot for only being
and
able once.
It used to be like he used it once and it would, you know, waylay him like, on his back for weeks.
He used it once, like twice on pain, and that was way too much for him.
No, he used it once in the Deidara fight, the first one, and that's why Yamato had to come in, was because Kakashi was laid up from using it once. And he's used it like 7 times so far.
Well, obviously he just wasn't practicing using it enough. So now that he's done it a couple times, he can totally use it a bunch.
I guess when the world's at stake, like, he's probably pushing himself pretty hard.
Which I still think...
But yeah,
so
basically it's the sort of thing like where he might die, but it's not
self-sacrifice.
Toby killing him. It's him killing himself through. Yeah.
I could see that.
I don't necessarily know if that's going to happen, but I could see it.
Whose face do we see first, Kakashi or Toby?
Toby.
We'll never see Kakashi's face.
Nope. He will be buried with that mask on.
Kishimoto used to joke that, like, he drew Kakashi's face and just put black over it. But I don't know if that's actually true.
He's just going to have a normal face.
Yeah.
People are expecting way too much.
It's not like going to be some hideous scar or sucker or something.
It's going to turn out he's actually female.
He'll look like that guy from Bleach, you know, with like the big giant messed up teeth. The Quincy guy after he absorbed the monster.
Yeah.
That was the best Naruto special back in the day, was them figuring out what was under Kakashi's mask. And
it was the first filler episode, I think.
Yeah, like...
Well, no, it wasn't it wasn't just an episode, though. Wasn't it an omake in one of the volumes or something like that?
Yeah.
I just remember Sasuke imagining, and he just saw Kakashi blowing kisses at him.
Yeah.
And then he shivered.
Well, that's what Sasuke sees from everybody.
And then it ended with him revealing that he had a mask underneath of his mask.
A slightly different colored one. I wonder if that's what will happen with Toby. It's just his old mask underneath that.
Yeah. My favorite one of that joke where there's another mask under the mask thing recently is in Order of the Stick. If any of you guys read that webcomic, there's a person who they suspect is not who he's claiming to be. They pulled off the mask, and underneath of the metal helmet, there is another mask that just says nope on it.
So, yeah. I mean, I give it another 2 or 3 weeks before they have to actually show Toby's face.
Ishimoto has said in interviews that it's coming up super soon.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be, the next chapter is going to end with the mask, like, shattering. Like, you don't actually see it, but it's starting to crumble.
I bet we see, like, his chin and then a little bit of his mouth with, like, mask pieces falling around it.
Then, like, the villain smile?
Yeah.
Either that or else they crack it enough that he just says, all right, screw it, and he's going to pull it off.
Next week's definitely going to be the turn of the tide, now that they figured out how his attack works. You know, and he only has one jutsu. He's only got one trick.
And then we will see the lower half of his face, and then it'll jump back to Sasuke.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that their whole strategy hinges on Kakashi being able to continually do this.
Yeah.
This combo
attack. He'd be target number one for Toby.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody else there has a Sharingan, which means Sasuke's going to help and do it.
Oh, God. Damn it. You're right.
Does Sasuke even know how to do this one?
He'll learn.
I've never seen him use it.
Sure, why not?
The whole point of the Sharingan is that he can see him do it once, and then do it himself every time after that.
True.
No, I'm actually thinking that's possible.
F you.
Shut up. Shut up with the terrible ideas. No, don't give him the ideas.
Well, all the terrible ideas center around Sasuke coming in and saving the day.
Which thankfully hasn't happened yet.
He's going to go to one of those fights. And he's either going to defeat Madara or defeat Toby.
Or I'd be fine with him and Naruto defeating Toby together. That's not the worst thing in the world.
I like that B has basically become the other Sasuke. Like an awesome Sasuke.
He's Naruto's bro. I like that he calls him Uncle B.
He's not that much older than him. He's in his early 20s, late teens.
Yeah, so he's Kakashi's generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably at the lower end of it, but still. So any final thoughts on Naruto?
Nah, just more fighting next week. It's getting good. I'm enjoying it.
I'm betting it switches back to Madara.
Nah, I think the next week's still going to be this.
The end of the Toby fight that we're going to see is the Ten Tails getting awakened. And then it'll jump to somebody else, I bet.
Yeah, I'm on that bandwagon as well.
I just hope they eventually show where Orochimaru and Sasuke went.
The human bone forest.
No, I would be perfectly fine if they just never show it. Like, they're just dropped from the manga. We never find out what happens to them. They're just kind of off doing their own adventure someplace.
And then someone asks, and Kishimoto just goes, oh yeah, Sasuke. That's right.
That would never happen.
I know it would never happen, but I'd be fine with it.
It could happen with, say, like, Ino or Shino or something, but never Sasuke.
Orochimaru just takes Sasuke out to the woods and kills him.
You probably should not trust Orochimaru.
Wasn't a good plan. Okay, One Piece. How brazen-faced they are about their wrongdoing.
Oh, the cover image.
Yes.
Of them, I think, pouring oil on people? What? I don't know what's going on there.
Like in teacups, stealing money?
I think that it's the teacups, it looks like it's bubbles or something like that. Like there's people blowing bubbles. I don't know. Oh, no, that's a magnifying glass.
Oh, is it?
And he's using it from really far away.
Yeah.
As Robin has total swag, and Nami, for some reason, is taking a bath.
Why not?
With money, of course. So anyway, the slime smiley eats the bait.
Oh, we got actual world building this time. Because we found out something we did not, or something we knew, but we guess never saw before.
I really don't seem to think that it's as simple as everybody's taking it to be.
Let's back up. Slimy dies, And then it zooms in on a bag of apples, and we see one of the apples turn into a devil fruit.
Which is but Smiley does not actually die until after.
He could be dead. Like, his body's just breaking down at that point. The thing that makes... Okay, Caesar Clown says, "Let us meet again," as it zooms in on the devil fruit. So
the thing that gets me is, why is it the closest... Why is there a bushel of apples nearby, for one?
And well, why does... they were dragged... It was dragged out there by Caesar Clown subordinates. So the common theory is that it just becomes whatever the closest fruit is. Now, it can't be that simple. It has to be the closest fruit of whatever the appropriate type is, because they've already established in this thing that there is the book with a couple of the different fruit shapes and that sort of thing, so you can tell which ones they are.
You're right.
So maybe it's if you know ahead of time what type of fruit it is and you just happen to have that close by, then that's the explanation. I just can't seem to buy that it's the closest fruit of whatever, because if that is actually what ends up happening, like how the next devil fruit comes out, then everybody should know this by now, because it would have happened accidentally enough times. Like, oh, the captain, you know, fell off the boat while he was drunk. Nobody was paying attention. He's a hammer, can't swim. Nobody gets it. What's this? All of a sudden there's a devil fruit in our galley, and when somebody eats it, it has the exact same power. Like, that would have happened.
I don't doubt the clown and Vegapunk might have fine-tuned a method of controlling what fruit becomes the next devil fruit. But
yeah,
regardless of location, now we know how new devil or how devil fruits reemerge.
Yeah, they're not just grown. They become devil fruits.
Yes.
Regular fruit in some fashion is turned into a devil fruit upon the death of the user.
Okay, yeah, I could buy that, but I really think that it's not as cut and dry as everybody seems to be taking it at this point, because that seems almost kind of a letdown at this point.
Maybe not that cut and dry, but it's still a lot more information than I was expecting to get for something like that. Especially right now. Like, that just kind of came out of nowhere.
True. Yeah, this was not something that we were expecting in the slightest.
So anyway, Smiley explodes.
And the axolotl fruit becomes new.
Yes. And the smoke that Smiley turns into is freaking horrifying. Holy crap.
It basically Pompeys everybody.
Yeah, it Pompeys them immediately upon touch.
And then poisons them from within the like the calcified crust. Because Caesar Clown realized that poison wasn't good because people can just run away. So he's made a poison that people can't run away from. Which is messed up.
Yep.
This is a pretty effective weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah. And then we get a shot of a few more people watching, one of which is a curly-haired man in a top hat.
I don't know. Curly-haired is not entirely sure. It is definitely a top hat, though.
He is, let's say, Lucci-esque.
Yes. I could totally see that as being Lucci, but I don't think that there's enough there to say that it probably is him. Because it's not like we haven't seen other people in top hats before.
Yeah, it could be Lucci, though.
Yeah.
And then some other very strange-looking people. A lion man. I don't know.
So here's my theory. I think somebody is going to eat that axolotl fruit.
Yeah, but who?
I'm going to guess...
Somebody in the crew?
No, somebody, a character we know. My theory is it's going to be Tashigi Smoker.
I just don't see what she has to gain from an axolotl fruit.
He is going to need something to fight. And I guess he'll just grab a devil fruit not knowing what it is.
I don't think that he is going to need it to fight, because I think that Law is going to go enemy of my enemy is my enemy's enemy and swap them back into their bodies.
Well, I'm guessing the reason that he swapped their bodies in the first place was now they control Tashigi's heart, technically, not Smoker's. So Smoker's still free to move around without being susceptible to their heart attacks.
Possibly.
He swapped their bodies after he took Smoker's heart.
But we also know that Law makes terrible, terrible decisions.
Like true.
The worst life decisions.
So what will be the next terrible decision that he makes?
He's going to buy like a bed on one of those, you know, 3-year, no money down interest-free loans that kick in after 3 years.
I think my favorite mini gag in this one was Robin's reaction to seeing how they were running.
Yes. Oh, the samurai is complete was like her reaction to them seeing for their lives.
Which... Well, no. When they were running, her reaction is Oh wait, never mind. That bubble is going to a different person. When I originally read that panel, I saw look at how they're running, and I was thinking that was her like scoffing at how silly it looked, the way that she does with anything that's silly, because the panel with them running,
yes, they're hauling ridiculous. Ass.
It's, yeah. They came across a dragon along the way.
Yeah, big dragon. That was in the last chapter.
Yeah, 10th crew member.
I assume they're going to use that to escape the poison.
Yeah, I think that's implied, because the poison kind of overtakes them in the picture, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's right behind them, is basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Chopper's still, like, he's watching the whole thing go down.
Yeah, and he gets a piece of paper thrown at him by somebody that says, you know, like,
don't do anything.
So the only people this could be is, I'm guessing, Monet
or
Monet.
Or Virgo.
Yeah.
Or
somehow, without being noticed, somebody when the thing was being tilted over threw it at him.
No, they're all chained up. Yeah. It's either Virgo, Monet, or somehow Nami and Usopp.
I don't think they could get there that fast.
Especially beat up. So my guess is, by process of elimination, it has to be Harpy Monet.
Yeah, because she's not... I mean, there was like a one panel of her reacting to things, and that was it.
Yeah. She's got to be the double agent, which 10th crew member, Harpy Monet. Come on. Her and the dragon can join. I don't care.
Too many flying characters.
That could be their shtick, is their the air support.
Yeah, because Blackbeard's crew has somebody who can fly, right? Then again, Robin can fly now, right?
Yeah, with her weird hand wing. Gah, creepy. So, everyone in the cage is just dangled outside for the smoke to kill.
Yeah, and Law is talking about, let's begin our counterattack, and okay, how are they going to break out?
Yeah.
If they're all chained up with Seastone?
So why does Smoker tell Tashigi to tell them about Virgo?
So if one of them escapes, that they can...
Yeah, that's all Smoker's thinking about is,
yeah,
you know, the information living on. He doesn't care about dying.
Yeah, it's the Marines need to know that there is a, you know, subversive force within them.
Which I'm not sure that information is going to get out. Or it does, and it turns out he's not actually a bad guy.
That'd be an interesting twist.
I think Virgo's a subordinate of Doflamingo, so he's out of the running for being a double agent. If he's been a servant of Doflamingo that long.
I don't know. They've pulled the multiple side agent before.
Yeah. Double agents.
Yep.
So yeah, I can't wait for the next chapter. Oh man, like this was an A++ chapter of One Piece.
Lots of stuff happened. It left questions. And
honestly, this was a solid week all around.
Yeah, it's almost like there wasn't something bringing it down.
Nothing to take down the manga average.
Yeah, something was missing. I don't know what.
I don't know. I think that Bleach would have brought it up this week because Kenpachi.
Oh, he's going to be killed off screen and you guys are going to be so disappointed.
I think there's going to be a fight at least.
No, it's going to cut back and Kenpachi is going to be impaled on a sword, and that's going to be the demonstration of how powerful the new bad guy is.
I think they're going to show him get impaled on a sword, and it may actually be an off-screen thing, but they're going to show some of the fight.
Yeah. Maybe. We may never know. Would that suck if Kubo died here?
Well, for lots of reasons, but also because, like...
No, purely from a manga standpoint.
Well, I mean, it would be very unfortunate if he passed away. That being said, I imagine that this is such a team process at this point that I can't imagine that his assistants wouldn't at least have some idea of where it was going.
I feel the need to say that I was joking in case anybody...
Has there been a case that you know of, like a...
Mangaka dying?
Like during a running series?
Cran Shin-chan is the last one I can think of.
But that lasted forever. I mean, that's by the numbers that you kind of assumed that was going to happen.
Yeah, over that
basically, I would see this as more of a like Robert Jordan situation, is basically what I'm getting at, is if he if the unfortunate should occur.
Which I doubt it will. He's probably just got a cold or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it's more like the flu. Like, he's actually, you know, bedridden and can't work or something like that. But I don't think that it's, like, you know, cancer.
I think I remember hearing that it was scheduled to be back on the 20th?
I think it was 15th.
Well, the 20th is a Monday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we, what it is the discussion around here is we will probably be seeing it on the 15th, but it's the volume that comes out on the 20th.
Yeah, because they always do have a few chapters in reserve, which yeah. I wonder if that's what they used up, like, while they were waiting for him to get better, and then he just had a prolonged illness.
It could be, yeah.
I mean, hopefully everything works out and Bleach comes back better than ever.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah.
This is just the first time in a while that
we've seen something like this, yeah.
For a series that I've been reading to have it go on, like, emergency hiatus. Jump doesn't pull that out very often, so.
Like, if this happened a year ago, it would be like, okay, Bleach is in trouble. But now we already know it's ending, so there's no political thing to this. We know Bleach is done for anyway.
Also, it's flu season. Like, it's going around.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, any final thoughts on One Piece?
Yeah, I like the Devil Fruit.
Looking forward to next chapter.
I'm guessing that Devil Fruit's going to be important. I'm still sticking with my theory that someone's going to eat it.
Yeah, I could... The Axolotl Fruit is too cool to just throw away.
Who would benefit most from that? It's got to be someone without one. So that leaves Franky, Nami, Usopp, Zoro.
Frankie's not going to end up with Devil Fruit. Zoro's not going to end up with a Devil Fruit.
Usopp is the one that I can think of that might be...
Yeah, I could see Usopp with that one.
Because it doesn't seem to have any actual benefit for a person. But most Logia fruit don't.
What if, like, Vegapunk's dragon swoops down and eats it, and you get, like, an axolotl dragon?
Then I'd be happy with it joining the crew.
Yeah, for the 10th crew member.
I'm still wondering if we're not going to see who eats it, but the fruit's going to mysteriously go missing or something. I still wonder if this ties into how Blackbeard could steal Whitebeard's power.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too. Like, it wasn't a matter... If it was just as simple as having a fruit nearby, he could bring a fruit with him.
Well, having the right type of fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could bring that with him and just kill Whitebeard.
You know, this would also explain how people know what fruit it is, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, that there was the book that has some of them.
That's
so.
Shank had.
Yeah. Right. But, like, people would have had to figure that out somehow.
Yeah. But then the, what's it called? Like, there is still the magician showmanship going on with Blackbeard, and it's not just how he got Whitebeard's power. There's also the how he can have more than one power aspect
I assume
which is going on.
A new Devil Fruit writes over somebody's power.
No, no. Oda's answered that question in SBS before. If someone has one and they eat one, they explode.
Yeah, it's basically, I think the way it was described was basically, the way it's described in the manga is that the two devils war inside of them and it kills the person.
That would be an interesting way to take down Caesar Crown.
Make him eat a devil fruit?
Yeah.
That would be a really easy way to assassinate people, is you get a devil fruit, cut out a tiny slice and put it into some food that you feed to the person.
I mean, it makes sense.
It'd be
like
a really subtle way to kill a
it's a useless fruit
user.
They don't have to sacrifice to give to somebody.
Yeah.
And there's got to be a reason they showed that happening.
Right. I don't think it was just purely to say, like, hey, here's what happens when a devil fruit user dies.
Yeah, it's not just world building going on.
Right. Though it is world building.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Which is where Oda succeeds with this sort of thing. Yeah, I'm curious what their counterattack is going to be.
I'm curious how they're going to get out of the cage in the first place at this point.
Well, if Monet isn't on the plan, she might be able to fly out there and unchain him.
That would be too obvious.
That would be a little obvious, yeah. Maybe if Monet's working with anybody there, it's Law. And so maybe it's Law has been playing along, but he's not actually bound, or like his aren't actually Sea Stone or something like that.
Yeah, I could see that. If his aren't Sea Stone, he can activate his room and just cut everyone else's.
Exactly.
They'd all be freed instantly.
Well, he wouldn't be able to cut the Sea Stone like that, but he'd be able to get out of his own and then, you know.
And probably Smoker's and Frankie's, because
yeah,
they presumably don't have Sea Stone.
Yeah.
Why is Frankie chained up? Like, how could he not
get
out of that? Because
Frankie is a cyborg.
But he could get out of that pretty easily.
He's done it before this arc. He just snapped his chains and blew open the door.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they realized that and used something stronger this time. I don't know. He is bound not by chains, but by plot.
They put tea in his chest, so he's not strong anymore.
But yeah, this is, like you said, it was a really good One Piece chapter, and I'm dying to see the next part of it.
Yeah, hopefully we get it next week and not 2 weeks.
Why would it be? Oh, because the jump is off one of these weeks.
Double issue. Yep. We may get stuff next week, we may not.
And if that's the case, we'll be back with something?
Well, you'll be able to talk about some stuff, because we still technically haven't gotten Bulge, Takamagahara, or Assassination Classroom from this week yet.
I propose we call it Ass Class.
Oh, and actually, and Beals. Or no, that's right, yeah. We've gotten this week's Beals, yeah.
Kugiyama. Sexy yes. Yama.
Getting a little too weird with that. And so anything else you guys want to talk about?
I want to talk about ending this podcast.
Then let's do that. This has been your Thursday, August 2nd Jumpcast. Guys, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
See you all next week.
It's mainly the thing, like, we did a non-threatening gesture. He just has his hand up, which could be a threatening gesture to another race.
If they have any idea what a hand is.
They might think it's our genitals and get really offended.
I would, too, if somebody sent me an image like that.
God, that other planet's just mailing us porn.
What if, like, all our methods of communication are basically the dick pics of... Space travel.
Space travel is just really elaborate chat roulette.
Yes. It's like, yo, aliens, we heard your heart up.
Maybe that's what the harvest, or the crop circles are. They're just, like, drawing dicks on our planet and running away.